play, and it's our first game, and we've got the rest of the games here today from the Cabool Holiday Tournament. I'm Gary Lee. Shortly, Harlan Hutchison will be joining us, and we're going to have a bunch of basketball for you today. The first game is going to be the Licking Wildcats against the Mammoth Spring Bears. We're about to go through the starters for the Licking Wildcats. Number one, Carson Walker. Number four, Jet Sultans. And number 15, Conway 80. And 25, Logan Buckner. And 35, Jason Ingram. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, we'll see double zero, Richard Gatewood. And we'll also see number 10, Skylar Davis. 13, Gavin Smith. And number 12, Colton Bodie. And number 35, Aiden Matheny. Licking is 5-3 on the year. Mammoth Spring, they've played already about 18 games. So, and I believe they played the championship game of their Border War tournament. They played against, I think they played Alton, and they won that game by like 19. So, Mammoth Spring Bears, Licking Wildcats, and we're about to get it underway as we're at center court. Aiden Matheny for Mammoth Spring. And he is met by Conway, and the tip's going to be controlled by the Licking Wildcats. Walker's out top. They'll work it down into the corner on the baseline, outside the three-point line. They'll toss it into the high post, back to the corner. Here's a three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by the Wildcats. They'll pitch it back out to Walker. Walker starts the offense. This time, opposite corner to Sullins. Sullins feeds it inside. They kick it back out. Back to Sullins. Sullins drives, hands it off, shot's blocked, and it's going to be a jump ball underneath the basket. Bear basketball. Moments ago, it was Bunker just all over Plato. One seed playing the 16 seed. Mammoth Spring out top. They'll work it outside the perimeter. Here's a dribble drive. Look. Kick it back out, skip pass to the left wing, now top of the key. Everybody's playing this five out. But you know what? The teams that normally are going to win, they don't play five out. Normally, they don't. They work it inside. They use their size, and they score buckets. Now that five out, four out, it's great. When you're shooting it, it's hot, all that, it's dandy. But nine times out of ten, the high school level, you just got to have the shooters and the athletes to be able to pull it off. You know, you got a big kid outside point line. To me, my opinion, you're doing the defense a favor. Licking now will work. Five out. Spinning around the perimeter. It's the flavor of the day. They have it knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with them, though. Getting a piece of it was Skylar Davis for the Mammoth Spring Bears. On the baseline, Licking will bring it in. No score, 6:39 on the clock. They'll work it to the corner to 80. 80 skips it across to the wing. Here's a three. It's up. That's off the rim. Rebound, Licking, and the putback, no good. Fight for the rebound. Licking comes up with it. The putback, no good. Scramble for the rebound, and Mammoth Spring will come up with it. Pushing it down the floor is Bodie. Bodie feeds it to Gatewood. Gatewood. Skips it across to Matheny. Matheny back to Smith. Tipped pass, but it's controlled by Mammoth Spring to Gatewood. Top of the key to the wing. It's just between the circles, wing to wing. They'll toss it into the corner. Looking for a wide open three or a lane to drive. That is pretty much your five out. There's a drive and a blocking foul, so Mammoth Spring will go to the line. Colton Bodie will shoot two.
Okay.
You don't see a lot of high school teams running set plays, and you don't see a lot of high school teams playing man-to-man defense. First free throw is good. It's all this NBA college five out and play zone. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Colton Bodie makes them both, so Emma Spring is on the board first. 2-0, 5:48 to go here in the first. Licking with the basketball. They'll start it with Ingram. Ingram and Walker will go back and forth side to side now, tossing it down to the corner. There's a little give inside. Oh, nice pass inside. Nice block. Good defense by Richard Gatewood. Licking was able to get it inside to the low block. Gatewood knocked it away. 2-0, Mammoth Spring. Mammoth Spring with the ball. Here's a drive up off the glass. No good. Tipped, and it's going to be controlled by Mammoth Spring. Back out top of the key. Mammoth Spring will reset to the wing. Matheny. Matheny looks inside. He'll toss it top of the key. Caught by Bodie. Bodie back to Matheny. Matheny from the elbow goes up. He's fouled and will shoot two. Hey, that's, you know, if you're Licking, that's where you want. You want these big guys to catch it there, you know, 10, 12 feet from the basket. And give it, let them catch it there. And that's kind of what Licking's doing. You go play that five out, you're a big guy. We're just not going to, sure, take that shot. First three free throw is good. Mammoth Spring opens it up 3-0. 5 minutes to go in the first. Kabul Holiday Tournament. Second free throw is up, and that one is no good, and Mammoth Spring gets the rebound. They'll toss it back out top of the key, and they'll reset. Here's a dribble drive, sifting through. Layup is good. Nice move by Colton Bodie. Mammoth Spring goes up 5-0, Licking with the basketball. Walker and Ingram side to side, out top behind the three-point line. In the corner, Matheny catches, holds it up over his head, skips it across to the wing, at the free throw line, back into the corner, caught by Ingram. Ingram will hand it off to Walker. Walker gives it right back to Buckner. Top of the key, they'll roll it inside, and there's a foul. Licking will go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. 4:09 on the clock, and Conway 80 has a chance to get the goose egg off the scoreboard for his Licking Wildcats. Hey, big thank you to Rennie Pharmacy out of Licking, also Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed, and Fox Funeral Home. Second free throw is up. That goes in and out, but the putback is up and in for Jason Ingram. So it's a 5-3 ball game. Mammoth Springs by two, and they have the basketball. Side to side. Dribble drive. That's a walk. No call. There it is. Licking basketball. They got an opportunity to tie it up. Mammoth Spring coached by Houston Cooper. Licking coached by Chris Harris. Walker gives it up to Sullins. Sullins finds Ingram. Back out top. Sullins catches and peel it over to 80. There's a Ingram inside. Oh, nice fake with the pass, and that just opens up a lane to the bucket, and it's 5-5. Short jumper put up by Mammoth Spring, no good, by Gatewood, Licking with a chance to take the lead. Here's a drive, loses the dribble. Oh, they're going to say a foul on the floor. And that will be the second team foul. That foul is on Aiden Matheny of Mammoth Spring. Licking basketball, bringing it in on the baseline. At the wing, to the corner. Walker throws it down onto the baseline, and it's taken away by Richard Gatewood. Each team with three turnovers, 2:45 is where we're at, 5-5 is your score. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. They'll feed it to Matheny. Matheny goes up, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, and now a whistle on the second putback. That's going to be against Conway 80. That is his second. At free throw long line, Aiden Matheny. First one is good. Matheny now has a couple of points in the scorebook, and that gives Mammoth Springs a one-point advantage. 6-5 with 2:38 to go in the first. Second free throw's good. Matheny makes them both, so he's 3-4 from the line. And a two-point advantage for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Licking basketball. Buckner inside, throws it back outside. Jumper from the elbow off the rim, no good. Put back. Goes up, no good, and a reach-in foul against Ingram. That's his first, fourth team foul for Licking. So the new rules, they implemented that, I think, last year or year before last, five fouls per quarter, you shoot two free throws. They've gotten rid of 1-1. Mammoth Spring with the basketball, again, outside the three-point line. Inside to Gatewood. Gatewood throws it back out top. That's going to be a charge against Colton Bodie. Licking basketball. 7-5, Mammoth Spring Bears. Licking again. On the year, they're 5-3. They play in the Frisco Conference. A lot of history with the Wildcats. To the wing, Sullins, Jett gives it up. Out top, he finds Buckner. Buckner gives it right back to Jett Sullins. Sullins right back to Buckner in the corner for a three. That's in and out, no good. The rebound's going to be taken by Colton Johnson, 14 for Mammoth Spring. He checked into the ball game that last stop. Gatewood, double zero drive, throws it back out top. Here's a three by Matheny. It's good. First three of the game. We've shot a bunch of them. That's the first one to fall, and it makes it a 10-5 ball game. Mammoth Spring has doubled up the Licking Wildcats here in the first. Walker gets it into the corner and then bumped. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Licking Wildcats. Carson Walker will inbound. Throws it out top to Ingram. Ingram back into the corner to Walker. Walker's going to go baseline. Now he'll drive, toss it out, caught by Blankenship. Blankenship dishes it to Logan Buckner, who slices his way to the basket. 10-7, under a minute to go. Shot put up underneath, no good. Rebound taken by Mammoth Spring. Put back, no good. Rebound Mammoth Spring. Now they'll reset. Little give and go to Gatewood. Gatewood doesn't like what he sees inside, throws it back out. And that's going to be a hand check against Licking. And now Licking will shoot. Licking will shoot two free throws. The foul is on Caden Blankenship. That is his first. Again, team foul number 5. At the line for Mammoth Spring is Colton Bodie, number 12. He's 2-for-2 from the line. That one's no good. 37 seconds on the clock, and checking in for Mammoth Spring, Gavin Smith comes back in. Smith checks in for Skylar Davis. Second one is good. So Bodie makes 1-of-2. He's 3-for-4 from the line, and it's a four-point ball game. Mammoth Springs with the lead, 30 seconds to go in the first. Blankenship for Licking. Gets it to Walker. Walker back to Blankenship. Sullins is in the corner. Licking's going to just go for the last shot. Five out. Walker will back up by the free throw line. looks for the drive, dribble drive, top the key. There's the double team. Who's open in the corner? Here's a three. A good look. Comes up short, and that's the end of the first. Mammoth Spring, 11, Licking, 7. We shall take a break, and we'll come back with the second. You're listening to the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Licking and Houston area? Well, stop in today at Rennie Pharmacy in Licking. Not only can they handle your pharmacy needs, they have Heroes Coffee and a large gift item selection. So while you wait for your prescription, do a little shopping and have some Heroes Coffee. Rennie Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
All right, welcome back. I'm Gary Lee, and it is a 11-7 ball game. Mammoth Springs with the lead. Both teams, now they have played, each has played six players. Blankenship for Licking. They get the basketball to start the second. In the corner, Sullen brings it out top. Walker. Walker to Buckner. Back across into Blankenship outside. Buckner, off the key, Walker, a deep three, that goes up no good, and still only one three has fallen. A lot of them have been thrown up, but just one has fallen so far, and that was by Mammoth Spring. Mammoth Spring with the basketball, Gatewood gives it up, here's a three put up by Messini, that's no good. Rebound Licking, Licking's going to go on the fast break. Oh, nice shot for a pass fake by Ingram. Ingram gets it in. 11-9 now. Mammoth Springs going to drive. Throw one up. That's good. And that's Brody with two. And it's 13-9. Three, dribble drive or fast break. That's modern high school basketball right now. Licking bounce pass, top of the key, Buckner. Now they feed it to Ingram. Ingram kicks it across into the corner. Pull up jumper, rattles home by Carson Walker. And a steal by the Licking Wildcats. 13-11, a chance to tie. Three, give them the lead. Blankenship finds Sullins. Sullen gets it to Walker. Walker back to Sullen. High post, Ingram. Ingram kicks it out. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Ingram with the rebound. Sullen's going to shoot another three. There it is. Licking by one. 14-13. Winner gets a bunker tomorrow. And there's a foul. That's going to be over the back. That's going to be number two on Blankenship for Licking. Team foul, number one in the second. Licking will bring it in, or Mammoth Spring will toss it in on the baseline, and they get it to Matheny. Matheny goes up and in. 15-14. Mammoth Spring by one. Licking. Sullins, Buckner, Buckner to Walker, Walker to Blankenship, Blankenship out top, back off to Sullins, Sullins finds Buckner at the wing, Ingram back outside, opposite corner, Sullins, Sullins with the drive, goes up, no good, he's fouled, and will shoot two. Foul is going to be on Gavin Smith for Mammoth Springs, and that is his second. 15-14, Mammoth Spring by one. Walker's first one is good, and that ties things up at 15 apiece. Once again, a big thank you to Fox Funeral Home, Kinder Feed, Town and Country Bank, and Rennie Pharmacy in Licking. Proud supporters of the Licking High School basketball. Second one is good, so Licking goes up by one. I believe this is the 8-9 seed. Mammoth, the 8 seed. Licking got the 9 seed. Matheny in the corner for Mammoth Spring. Using the dribble, skips it across. It's caught by Bodie. Bodie now skips it right back across to Matheny. He's going to shoot a three. That comes up short. He gets his own rebound, resets with Richard Gatewood. Gatewood will roll it over to Bodie. Colton back to Gatewood. Opposite corner to Colton Johnson. And it's tipped, so it will not be a backcourt. They'll let it go out of bounds. Possession to stay with the Bears. Conway 80 checking back in for Licking. Will take the place of Blankenship. Blankenship gave Licking some good minutes. 80 sat down with two fouls. He picked them up in the first. So we stick up on the halfway mark here in the second. A drive, the leaner up off the glass, no good. Stripped to the basketball. Licking gets the steal. And Walker will push it the other direction for the Wildcats. Skips it into the corner. Ingram catches. Ingram back out top. Buckner, he's going to shoot a three. That's off the mark. No good. And it'll be Gatewood with the rebound for Mammoth Spring. A lot of threes, and we've had two of them fall. It's all about the three or a dribble drive. Mammoth Spring between the volleyball line and half court. Licking, they've changed. They're now playing a little man-to-man. Here's a three top of the key. That's no good. Ingram with another rebound. He'll outlet to Walker. Walker back to Ingram in the corner. Sullins looks at Ingram again and just throws it to the wrong guy. Oops. Skylar Davis says, thank you very much. Matheny for the Bears. Gives it off to Bodie. Bodie at the free throw line, spins, drives, throws one up. That's no good. And a rebound taken by 80. Licking the other direction. Gets it inside on the long pass, and it's a loose ball, but Licking's able to gather it back up. There's a drive, shot up, no good. We got a foul, and Licking will shoot two. Carson Walker. Carson Walker with 7 points, and they have all had a field goal, hit a three, two free throws, second trip to the free throw line, and the first one's good. 17-15, Licking. 2:46 to go in the half. Wildcats with another opportunity. Second free throw's good. Carson Walker, 4-for-4 from the line. 18-15, one possession game. Gatewood at the wing, at the free throw line, throws it back out. Here's a three. That's no good. Threes are raining, but they're just not falling. Ingram in the corner, catches and holds. Brings it to Walker. Walker gets it right back to Ingram. Skip pass across the opposite corner to Walker. Walker Sullins for three. That's up. That's no good. And Richard Gatewood with the rebound. Here come Mammoth Springs. It's kind of like a game of horse, you know, almost. Knocked away, and it's another turnover. Licking all the way down the floor, and it's up and in. Ingram with two more. And Mammoth Spring wants a timeout, Licking up by 5, 20-15. We're back in 30 seconds. Cabell Holiday Tournament on the Fox.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
All right, welcome back. 20-15, 1:50 to go in the half. Licking with the lead, Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Bodie brings it down and hands it over to Matheny. Matheny out top to Bodie. Bodie back to Matheny. Matheny at the free throw line. Loses the basketball, picked up by Licking. Another turnover. Licking drives, but they're going to walk. And they're going to give it right back. Eight turnovers for Mammoth Spring, six for Licking. 20-15, 90 seconds to go. Bodie to Smith, Gavin Smith, and there is another Mammoth Spring turnover, and the layup is good for Walker. Walker has really filled up the scorebook for Licking here in the second. He's got 11 points, and it's all come in the second. Gatewood for three. It's good. His first bucket of the game. And it's 22-18 now, Licking. Walker gets it to the free throw line. Back to the wing. Out top, between the circles. Back off to Walker. Walker drives. He's fouled and will shoot two more from the line. And the foul is against Colton Johnson for Mammoth Spring. That is his first free throw is short. Front of the rim, no good. Carson will get another one, though. And the second was good. 12 points for Carson Walker, all coming in the second. And he has helped put his Licking Wildcats on top, 23-18, with 35 seconds to go in the half. Gatewood to Bodie. Bodie, a three is up. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Jet Sullivan. Licking in the corner. Ingram. Reset out top to Walker. Licking will go for the last shot. 8 seconds to go. Looking for the drive. Goes baseline. That's going to be a blocking foul against Mammoth Spring. That's going to be three on Gavin Smith, I believe. Yeah, that's his third. Fourth team foul. 4 seconds to go. That's going to get Christian Tomey in the ball game for Mammoth Spring. 4 seconds. Licking on the baseline to bring it in. They throw it out top. Here's a three, and it's short. No good. And that's the end of the first half. Licking has come back. They trailed 11-7 after one. But now they lead at the half, 23-18. And Spring, well, neither team could really get threes to fall at all. They shot a bunch of them. Licking, though, was able to kind of take advantage of the turnovers by Mammoth Spring and convert on that. And a big second by Carson Walker for the Licking Wildcats. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and go through first half scoring. You're listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Town & Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town & Country Bank, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. At the half, Licking with the lead over the Mammoth Spring Bears, 23-18. Turnovers, Mammoth Spring had 10, Licking with 6. Scoring for the Bears of Mammoth Spring, Richard Gatewood with 3, Colton Bodie with 7, and Aiden Matheny with 8. Mammoth Spring scored 11 in the first, 7 in the second. For the Licking Wildcats, they scored 7 in the first, 16 in the second, and a bunch of that, well, practically all but 4 points in the second came from Carson Walker. He's leading all scorers with 12. Conway, 80 at the half, has 1. Logan Buckner at the half with 2. And Jason Ingram at the half with 8. 6 turnovers again for Licking, 10 for Mammoth Spring. 23-18 at the half. Licking with the lead. We'll be back in 7 minutes with the second half. You're listening to the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament.
Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Licking and Houston area? Well, stop in today at Rennie Pharmacy in Licking. Not only can they handle your pharmacy needs, they have Heroes Coffee and a large gift item selection. So while you wait for your prescription, do a little shopping and have some Heroes Coffee. Rennie Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Town & Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town & Country Bank, member FDIC.
Fox Funeral Home has been in business since 1931, serving your Licking hometown community, and is family-owned and operated. Conveniently located in downtown Licking at 128 South Main Street, committed to meeting the needs of families during one of the most difficult times in their lives. At the loss of a loved one, call 573-674-2293. Fox Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. President Trump scheduled to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Sunday at Mar-a-Lago.
President Trump's advisor Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner have been meeting with Russian and Ukrainian officials over the last 2 months, but one official told Axios they've made more progress in the last 2 weeks than they have all year. The main sticking point still appears to be Ukraine's Donbass region and the Zaporizhia power plant.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A snowstorm is coming for the East Coast.
New York City, 4 to 8 inches is completely reasonable. There are going to be areas in upstate New York where you're getting closer to a foot of snowfall.
Fox Weather's Adam Klotz. The U.S. launching airstrikes in Nigeria on Christmas night, targeting ISIS militants accused of killing Christians. President Trump warning further attacks could follow. America is listening to Fox News.
If you've been diagnosed with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, this is what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Imagine being a million miles away. Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy. With Tremfya, clearer skin is possible. In clinical trials, at least 70% of patients saw at least 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks. Results may vary. Tremfya is also indicated for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
Kinder Feed and Farm Supply and Licking is where you need to go to keep your animals fed and healthy throughout the year. They have a wide selection of ADM products, pharmaceuticals, and bulk feed with custom mixes to keep you and your animals happy. Speaking of happiness, check out their selection of dry shod boots. Visit them on Highway 137 South in Licking. Call 573-674-2626. Kinder Feed and Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
And get ready. Here we go with the second half. 23-18 is where we're at. Licking, who trailed after one, come back with a big second, scoring 16 points in the second to Mammoth Springs 7 to take the lead, 23-18. But it's anybody's game. Evenly matched size, you know, and this will probably go right down to the wire. This is the 8-9 seed, so these are usually very highly competitive ball games in the first round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. You know, some of the games, not so much, but there'll be some dandy ones. Well, we've had in the years past, we've had some crazy games, and you never really know which ones it's going to be. This one right here could be one of them. We got two more quarters to go. 23-18, Licking. Both teams swap into the floor, and it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball to start the third. Gatewood, eye post, and tossed it to the corner to Matheny. Matheny skips it across to Smith. Smith off to Davis. Davis out top to Matheny. Matheny drives and off the glass for two. 23-20. One possession ball game. Licking with the basketball. Walkers had the hot hand in the second. He probably didn't want it to end. He'd just be fine if we just rolled right into the third. Licking's able to get it inside. Shot's partially blocked. Licking comes up with the rebound. Walker does. Walker off to Ingram. Ingram, he's going to put it on the floor. He drives and kisses it off the glass. Licking answers right back. 25-20. Licking with the lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Gatewood catches in the corner. Now he's going to drive the one-hand floater. Up, no good. And taken away. Here's a three. It's good. Gavin Smith hits the three, and it's a two-point ball game, 25-23. Licking will march it down the floor with Walker. Walker shifts over to the right side. Out top, it's caught at the wing. Here's a drive on the baseline. Spins it across to Sullins. Sullins kicks it back to Walker. Walker for three. That's no good. Rebound taken, and that's going to be a foul. Oh, no, they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Licking. Eek! Yeah, that was a Christmas gift right there. Day after Christmas. Licking tossed it out top, caught by Sullins. Sullins now works it into the corner. Off to Walker. Walker used the dribble to bring it back out top. He'll find Ingram. Ingram, left wing. Buckner, they try to get it. Rolling off a screen. Gathers it up. Has to give it right back to Ingram. Ingram pitches it over to Sullins. They get it inside. The leaner goes up, but that's going to be a walk. Mammoth Spring with a chance to tie things up with a bucket. Could take the lead with the three. Colton Bodie will bring it down the floor. High post, Davis. Gatewood back out to Matheny. Matheny's drive, lean, shoots, can't get it to go. Rebound taken by Licking. Walker is going to push it, attacks the front of the rim, and gets a couple more. Walker now leading all scorers with 14. Gatewood catches for the Bears. Three is thrown up off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Walker. Walker again pushes it down the floor, kicks it into the corner to Ingram. Ingram with the hook shot, won't fall. Rebound, Mammoth Spring. Gatewood catches, drives, charge. That's going to be on Gatewood. I have it as his first. So that is the case, and that is his first. Licking basketball, Walker starts it at the right wing. Gets it out top to Ingram. Ingram. He's going to put it on the floor. Drive and too strong off the glass. And it's picked up by Mammoth Spring. Mammoth Spring, long pass to Gatewood down the floor. Gatewood for three is good. That's his second three, and it's a one-point ball game, 27-26. There. That's going to be, actually, that's the third foul on Buckner. So Logan will come back to the bench and Blankenship comes back in. Blankenship's got two fouls. 1 point ball game, 27-26. Licking. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Bodie hands it off to Gatewood. Gatewood wheels it over to Smith. Smith back into the corner. Gatewood for three. It's no good. Oh, and the ball is rebounded by Licking, taken away by Matheny. Mammoth Spring Bears with another opportunity. Here's a drive. Nice shot. Put up off the glass for Bodie. 28-27. Mammoth Spring now back up by one. Walker to the wing. Top of the key, Ingram. Back off to Walker. Here's a drive by Licking. Walker can't get it to roll. They get the rebound. They'll kick it back out. Sullen skips it across to Walker. Walker, a good look at three. Comes up short. Rebound taken by 80. 80 drives. He'll kick it back out. Here's Sullen's for three. That's no good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Matheny for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 3 minutes to go in the third. 28-27. Mammoth Spring with the lead and the basketball. High post, Smith. Smith throws it back out top. Three is good for Bodie. When they fall, they add up quick. 31-27, 2:43 to go. Mammoth Spring with the lead, Licking with the basketball. Walker drives, fade away, up no good. Rebound, Davis. Mammoth Spring will take it the other direction. Davis gets it to Gatewood. Gatewood looks to drive in. He'll throw it back out. Off to the right side to Matheny. Matheny at the wing. Has his dribble, and now he'll use it. Bringing it back out top. Gets it to Gatewood. They turn it over. It's a loose ball gathered up by Licking. At the other end, it's a drive by Blankenship, but we got a foul. It should be shooting two. Yes, it will be Blankenship to the line. That foul is on Gatewood. That's his second. 31-27, Mammoth Spring. First free throw is good. Blankenship now in the scorebook. Got 1 point. 2:15 to go in the third. Still anybody's game. 31-28. Mammoth Spring with the lead and the missed free throw. Rebound goes to Davis for Mammoth Spring. Davis to Bodie. Bodie now goes to the wing and almost taken away by 80. Conway almost had a breakaway right there. Just off the fingertips. Gavin Smith will inbound. Colton Bodie catches, and now he's going to drive. Takes it to the wing. Licking, they're staying with that man-to-man. They started in a zone. Now they've fallen man-to-man. Mammoth Spring has kind of figured out a little bit what they can do now on this man-to-man defense. Wouldn't be surprised if maybe Licking doesn't switch things back up. Just to see what happens. Oh, there's a tip, and it's another takeaway, and out of bounds. That's going to be, it's going to stay with Licking. Oh. 91 seconds to go into the third. 31-28, Mammoth Spring. Carson Walker will trigger it in. Bounces inside, up and in, and a foul. Jason Ingram gets the bucket. And a chance for and one. Foul is going to be on Skylar Davis. And he cashes in. We're all tied in the corner. Mammoth Spring drive, shot up, no good, blocked, but a foul, and Blankenship will go to the line. Shooting two, Gatewood. First free throw's no good. Second free throw's no good. Gatewood misses them both. We stayed up at 31. They tied up at 31. 70 seconds to go in the third. Licking with the basketball. Blankenship. He's going to drive. Slices two defenders. Too strong off the glass. Rebound taken by Licking. Walker brings it back outside to Ingram. Ingram bounces it inside. Kick out. Top of the key to Ingram. Ingram goes up. Scoop shot good. Ingram with 7 points here in the third. Licking back on top. 33-31. 38 seconds to go in the third. Anybody's game. Drive, scoop shot, falls in for Skylar Davis. 33-33. 25 seconds to go in the third. 8-9 seed here in game number two from the Cabal Holiday Tournament. Walker behind the volleyball line. Down to 9 seconds. Licking going to go for the last shot. Oh. Bump collision, and it's a loose ball gathered up. Deep three. No good by Licking. So, after three, 33-33 is your score. We're back in 90 seconds with the fourth. It's the Cabal Holiday Tournament on the Fox.
Kinder Feed and Farm Supply in Licking is where you need to go to keep your animals fed and healthy throughout the year. They have a wide selection of ADM products, pharmaceuticals, and bulk feed with custom mixes to keep you and your animals happy. Speaking of happiness, check out their selection of dry shod boots. Visit them on Highway 137 South in Licking. Call 573-674-2626. Kinder Feed and Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats. Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
All right, welcome back. 33-33 is where we're at. Tie ball game. We've got 8 minutes to decide this game here in regulation. 8-9 seed. Mammoth Spring, the 8 seed, Licking the 9 seed. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball to start the fourth. And it's going to be almost taken away. They get it inside. Bounce pass, left side. Scoop, pass, inside, and Skylar Davis with two. You know, see, again, folks, it's a little easier. You work it inside. At least give your big an opportunity to look at the basket, to make something happen. It's going to soften up everything else on the outside. Bounce pass, Ingram in the paint. Crossed it to the corner. Three put up. Good. Count it for Blankenship. 36-35. Licking by one. There's a leaner. Oh, it's going to be... Gets hit with the charge. That's his second. 7:07 to go in the fourth. And it's Licking basketball. The winner of this game gets Bunker tomorrow. Bunker won big, as expected, over Plato in game one. Walker for the Wildcats, Ingram, Blankenship, Sullen, and a turnover. Mammoth Spring for a chance here to regain the lead. Here's a three from the wing, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Gatewood. Gatewood. Back to Davis. Davis feeds it over to Johnson. Johnson will throw it back to Matheny. And Mammoth Spring will reset. Bodie. High post. Gatewood. Gatewood out top. Matheny. Matheny for three. It's no good. Rebound. And a foul on the putback. That'll be against Ingram. I'll have it as his second. We'll check the scoreboard and see if I'm correct. I am not. It's his third. Shooting a couple threes, Colton Johnson for Mammoth Spring. First one's good, and that ties us up at 36. Second one is on the way, and that is no good. Rebound taken by Licking. 36 off. Walker for the Wildcat. The Blankenship. Ingram. Sullins. Oh, it was there, just not caught cleanly. Little backdoor cut back outside. Licking will reset between the circles with Blankenship. Blankenship hands it off to Walker. Mammoth Spring has kind of fallen into a little matchup zone here. Kind of tightened up their defense a little on the Licking Wildcats. Licking resets with Walker. Gets the screen, top of the key. Good job by Johnson, peeling off of it. Three from the top of the key. That's no good. Gatewood gets the rebound. And Mammoth Spring with a chance to take the lead. Gatewood out top. Gatewood peels it over to Matheny, and inside, count it. Gatewood gets two more. 8 points for Gatewood. 38-36. A leaner off the glass and in for Walker. Walker's had a really good game. He's got 16 points. And there's a travel by Matheny. Another turnover by Mammoth Spring. .38-38, 4:57 to go. Timeout Licking. We'll take one as well. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Fox Funeral Home has been in business since 1931, serving your Licking hometown community, and is family owned and operated. Conveniently located in downtown Licking at 128 South Main Street, committed to meeting the needs of families during one of the most difficult times in their lives. At the loss of a loved one, call 573-674-2293. Fox Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Town & Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town & Country Bank. Member FDIC.
All right. 38-38 where we're at. 4:57 to go in regulation. 8 and 9 seed. Game 2 of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We have... Well, we got all the games coming your way on this first day from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Carson Walker for the Wildcats. Gets it to Ingram. Ingram at the free throw line. He'll pass up on that and dish it over to Buckner. Buckner back to Ingram. And Walker. Mammoth Springs, again, switched up their defense. That's kind of staggered, Licking a little bit. They've moved Davis out top on Walker. Davis a little longer, and that's kind of slowed down Walker. Walker had 12 points in the second, and now Mammoth Spring has held Walker to just 4 points. He had two in the third, and he's got two here in the fourth. Jason Ingram, Licking, showing some patience. He's going to drive. Oh, he had a lane. He gave it up to Walker. Walker now in paint, rolls it outside. They'll get it back to Ingram. Ingram in the corner, feeds it inside. Back outside. Sullins, back to Ingram. Good defense by the Bears. 3:45 to go. Ingram's going to drive. Oh, he finished. Nice pass. Ingram made a spectacular pass to 80. And it's a 40-38 ball game. Shot put up. No good, but Matheny gets his own rebound and kisses it. And we're tied back up for 40-40 with 3:23 to go. Licking basketball. Carson Walker. Licking showed a lot of patience that last trip down the floor. Walker picks up the dribble at the wing. They'll get it to Ingram. Oh, that's Buckner. Buckner scoring 25, Ingram 35. Buckner's going to drive it. Has it knocked away, and then a foul. And that's going to be on Matheny, I believe. Yeah, it is. That's his third. I stand corrected. That's his fourth. So, Colton Johnson comes out for Mammoth Springs. And checking back in is Gavin Smith for Mammoth. Buckner into the ballgame for Licking. He has it. Gets it to Walker. Walker out top. Looks for a lane to drive. Gets the double team. Finds Sullen. Sullen catches it at the volleyball line out top. Ingram at the wing. Ingram holds. Now he's going to drive in. Up and in for two. Jason Ingram with the left hand. That was nice. 42-40. 2:18 to go in regulation. Two-point ball game. Knocked away but gathered back up by the Bears. Here's a floater, top of the key. No good. Rebound, Mammoth Springs. Shot thrown up. No good. Rebound taken by Conway. 80. 80 gets it to Walker. Walker gets it inside, but it's knocked away by Gatewood, picked up by Mammoth Springs. Gatewood at the wing. He picks the dribble up. And a timeout by Mammoth Spring with 1:46 to go in regulation. 42-40, Licking. We'll take a break. Come right back. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
All right, welcome back. 42-40, and there's a 1:46 to go. 106 seconds. Coming up next, we've got the Houston Tigers and the Norwood Pirates. And it's going to be Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. They'll inbound it. They find Bodie. Bodie out top to Gatewood. Gatewood peels it back off to Bodie. Bodie catches, holds. Opposite corner, they'll find Davis. Davis back to Gatewood. Gatewood's going to drive in, picks it up. This is to Bodie. Bodie drives high off the glass. No good. Rebound taken by Ingram. Ingram rolls it over to Walker. Walker will drive, getting bodied up. No whistle. Drives in, has a lane, won't take it. Dishes it back outside. Down to 70 seconds. It's a two-point ball game. It's a big possession right here for Licking, because they've done a really good job of running offense now. Oh, loose basketball. It's picked back up. Back out top. They'll reset with Ingram. Ingram gets it to Walker. Walker going to drive in. Goes up and gets the bucket. Big possession right there for Licking. 44 seconds to go. 44-40. That's going to be, oh, they're going to call a block. On the floor, that's going to be against Walker for Licking. Not a shooting violation. So Gatewood will inbound for Mammoth Spring with 41 seconds to go. 44-40, Licking with the lead. Out top, they find Smith. Here's a three by Gatewood. It's up. It's no good. Rebound taken by Licking, and Mammoth has got the foul, and they do. Skyler Davis will get hit with the foul. That's just going to be the third team foul. So full court pressure now by Mammoth Springs. And there's another foul. And that's going to be three on Gatewood. 32 seconds to go. And that's just Team foul number four. So now Licking will shoot free throws. And if you're Licking, I think you want to get it into Carson Walker's hands. They get it to Ingram. And Ingram is fouled. And now, no, that's not Ingram, that's Buckner. 25, not 35, Greeley. So Logan Buckner will shoot two with 31 seconds to go. He can make it, if he makes them both, a two-possession ball game. And if you're Licking, if you just play some solid defense, the clock right now is kind of your friend, and because you know Mammoth Spring, they're going to want to get a shot off as quickly as possible. First trip to the line for Buckner, and he drains the first one. Three points in the ball game for Logan Buckner. He had two in the first. Did not score in the second or third. Second free throw is up, and that one is no good. Rebound taken by Mammoth Spring. They make a long pass down the floor. It's tipped out of bounds by Jet Sullen. 27 seconds on the clock. 45-40, Licking. Mammoth Spring tosses it in. Spins it around, knocked away out of bounds by Ingram. Stays with the Bears of Mammoth Springs. 23 seconds to go. A lot of time in basketball, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a three from the corner. It goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Mammoth Spring. Here's another three. Good! Gavin Smith with 14 seconds to go. It's 45-43. Timeout, Bears. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox.
Town & Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbank.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town & Country Bank, member FDIC.
Okay. Welcome back. 45-43. Licking hanging on by two. Big, big three by Gavin Smith for the Mammoth Spring Bears to cut it to two. Mammoth Spring will probably go for a steal. If they can't get a steal or a trap, they're going to foul. Inbounding will be Logan Buckner for the Wildcats. Look for Licking to try to get it to Ingram or Walker. Walker is, nope, they get it to Ingram. Uh-oh, wide open. And the bucket, count it. Easy bucket. That's for 80. And Mammoth Spring throws it away. 4 seconds to go. 47-43. 4 seconds. Licking will move on and face Bunker. And they get it to Walker. Long pass down the floor. And that's the ball game. Licking gets the win. 47-43. Going through the scoring. For Mammoth Spring, Richard Gatewood had 8 points. Skylar Davis with 4. Colton Bodie had 12. Gavin Smith was 6. Colton Johnson, 1. And Aiden Matheny, 12 points. And let's see, now on the other side, 18 points for Carson Walker. Jet Sullins had 4 points. Blankenship had 4 points. Conway 80 with 5. Logan Buckner had three. 17 points for Jason Ingram. And 2, 4, 7. And in the second half, in the third quarter, Mammoth Spring outscored Licking 15-10, and then Licking outscored Mammoth Spring in the fourth 14-10. And Licking gets the win 47-43. They'll play Bunker tomorrow. We'll take a break. We'll come back with game three, Houston and Norwood. That's coming up on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is your car speaking, and winter is coming. My tires are slipping, my tread thin. One snowflake and we're skating. Please call Kabul Tires.
Stay safe this winter with new tires and expert service. Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
Need to know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
Hey, and Dylan Groves here in the studio with you here on this Friday, this day after Christmas, as we have all the games today from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll see sunny skies today and a high near 75. Overnight tonight we'll see a low of 49, mostly clear, then some patchy fog as we approach the early morning hours. Saturday, 73 with areas of fog in the morning, then partly sunny skies throughout the afternoon. And then we'll reach a overnight low of 60 on Saturday night. Pretty warm Christmas holiday we've certainly had. We'll see a cool down as we reach the oncoming week, 32 on Monday, mostly sunny, and sunny and 41 on Tuesday. We have our second broadcast of the day coming up as the Houston Tigers take on the Norwood Pirates. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. It's time once again for the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realtor Audrey Boyle, County.